This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As the seemingly irrepressible stock market keeps on telling us, the financial crisis is over. Five-year highs, anybody in the markets? But worries about the next crisis are never very far away, as you know, which gets us to the acronymical tag team of the SEC and the CFPB. Today, the president nominated former federal prosecutor Mary Jo White to chair the first and renominated Richard Cordray to run the second. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith gets us up to speed.
If she's confirmed by Congress, Mary Jo White would be the first prosecutor to ever head the SEC. Her nomination sends a strong message, says Georgetown law professor Donald Langvoort.
This is a name that everybody knows. She is a very tough, aggressive person, and I think that's meant to send a signal about the work of the commission.
The SEC has gotten flack for everything from missing Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme and the symptoms of the financial crisis to the way it penalized financial institutions involved in the crisis.
This kind of the toll gate that we see has been operating for some time.
James Cox is a professor of securities law at Duke University.
SEC files an action against only the company, doesn't file an action against the individual necessarily. It collects some money so that the sanction is only a cost of doing business and has no real deterrent effect at all.
Cox says someone like Mary Jo White could be a good antidote. As the SEC struggles to spruce up its reputation, the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is trying to live up to its reputation. Richard Cordray has been renominated to lead the bureau, which has made a strong start, says securities regulation expert John Coffey.
And I think it's being very effectively run. They're seeing it take a very activist stance on issues like mortgage protection.
Not to mention credit card fees and payday loans. Ironically, Cordray may have a tougher time than Mary Jo White getting confirmed. Last time around, Republicans vowed to blackball him, and President Obama had to appoint him during a Senate recess. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.